The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody, welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Pretty hot, huh? A lot of people were talking about how cool this summer has been, and I'm thinking, cool, where do they live? Everybody I talk to is melting. All right, you're going to melt when you hear some of the things that have happened this day in and out of Washington. Believe it or not, the people who represent you and me, hey, they're getting ready to take off for 5 weeks. So what will get passed? What won't get passed? One thing that did happen is that the House actually authorized the lawsuit against the president. The lawsuit, as expected, passes a party line vote. No Democrats voted for it. The charges were that the prez overstepped his constitutional authority and sidestepped congressional oversight. Here's the scoop on this. Talk to any good constitutional lawyer, and they say, ooh, that's tough to prove because it has to be a threat against the House, not the damage to the American people because this order didn't work out and more money was needed and this happened or that happened as a result. Doesn't matter. I mean, we could go through five different things. So passed by 225 to 201 vote, like I said. No Democrats. Five Republicans actually opposed it. But they were amped up, I think, most of them by John Boehner. This is his baby, the Speaker of the House. And really what the lawsuit will go after is going to be the president's choice to delay deadlines related to the Affordable Care Act. So here's a great example. So you said, well, what's that mean? How about the employer mandate under Obamacare, delayed a year without the approval of Congress, right? That's one of them. There's several others that'll be hit upon. So, because of the Affordable Care Act, that's what they're going to hang their hats on. I mean, there's other things you could talk about, the deferred action program for the young immigrants. The mandatory deportation that it defers that. We see what we're living with now, the people who are coming in to, from Central America mostly illegally when they were minors. They were brought to the United States, so re-rack that. Now we're dealing with it, right? But the lawsuit will have to be, I think, theoretically mostly on Obamacare, right? Mostly on Obamacare. But is it going to be dead on arrival? Is any court really going to take that up? That's what you got to say. Is any court going to do that? And the answer is probably not. Probably not. The other big thing that happened is just officially a couple of things are shaking out with the VA. The House passed the VA reform bill. So the Senate is expected to take up the legislation on Thursday, they will. And I think this just wraps up, which is a good thing, before the 5 weeks. Because who doesn't agree that we need to fix the problems with the VA system? This is not really political. Democrat, Republican, everyone agrees. There's harmony on this one because there were so many screw-ups with the VA for so many decades, frankly. But the double listing and people dying because they were waiting too long just pushed this right over the top. So the House did it. Let's see what the Senate does. They rectify it. Boom. It's on the president's desk. End of some of that controversy. I still believe, and they're investigating this, that you need to have some people held accountable for ultimately what cost the lives of people who practically gave their lives fighting in various wars for this country. The horrific thing happening between Israel and Hamas at the Gaza Strip has now led to a UN school in Gaza hit by Israeli artillery, 16 people dead. You have the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, saying nothing is more shameful than attacking sleeping children. Israel says they're investigating it, and they're also saying that the areas, there was supposed to be a four-hour ceasefire, and the areas that were supposed to be protected, this certain marketplace that was hit wasn't on the list, because that was the other thing that happened. So on the heels of the school, then you had more people killed in a market. I mean, this just gets worse and worse. And while that is going on at the Strip, you have the Department of Defense press secretary saying that just 10 days ago, Israel requested ammunition from the Pentagon. Then 3 days later, weapons. The Pentagon has sold weapons to Israel since the Gaza conflict began. Whatever happened to brokering peace, that we were oh so close to a peaceful situation here years ago? So anyway, the stockpile is on the ground in Israel, so it was delivered to the Israeli Defense Force, meaning this, they call it the WRSA, the more than you need to know, War Reserve Stockpile Ammunition, Israel. And it's available to them when they need it. It was granted, boom, it's done. So this pretty much clearly states that the United States is committed to the security of Israel and that we consider Israel vital to our national interests to assist them is what we have to do to develop and keep a strong and ready self-defense capability. These are the words from the Pentagon press secretary, Adam John Kirby, who said the stockpile was strictly a sourcing decision and the White House approval was not required. It's just consistent with what we do. It's these objectives that we follow. So once there is a plaque on the wall that says we give Israel what they want, we give it to them. And that's exactly what happened. The Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, said he and his Israeli counterpart, the Minister of Defense, regarding the situation escalating in Gaza, are concerned to make sure that there is enough munitions, particularly the Iron Dome, which is continuing to save countless Israeli lives, is the way that they're describing it. And Hagel reiterated to his counterpart that we're going to continue to support Israel's security to the end and that it has the right to defend itself. But what happens when you hear about the Palestinian civilians who are dying? Well, then what happens is you have the defense secretary saying, oh, but another thing, I'm really sorry about the rising number of people who are dying. Because what the Palestinian Minister of Health has confirmed is that over 1,200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting started, 287 children, 57 older people, 6,800 people injured. Oof. And another thing, Ebola and the scare. Is it real? Will it really hit the United States? Dr. James Hubbard answers that question and more coming up next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
A lot here on the show lately. Very scary. Remember, I was coming off of the Grenada thing, and I was there for that virologist conference, and they were talking about chikungunya and some other thing, gunya, and some other things that were coming up. And now, hundreds dead, many more infected, and a lot of fear over this Ebola crisis, and especially, too, with this hitting some Americans who, of course, were working to try to help people who had come down with it. But regardless, a lot of people, there's one American, 40-year-old Patrick Sawyer, died in a Nigerian hospital earlier this month. He had come from Liberia. He was a top minister of finance official. And before he could even get back home to Minnesota to celebrate his kids' birthdays, unfortunately, that happened to him. Always a pleasure to have on this show. He is just a fountain of information, is Dr. Hubbard. You remember him, of course. He's the author of The Survival Doctor's Guide to Wounds and The Survival Doctor's Guide to Burns and so much more than that. Dr. James Hubbard, thanks, as always, for coming on our show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, you ought to just check out my newest book, Duct Tape 911. I have 23 uses of using duct tape for medical supplies. So it's out now. You can get it on my website and on Amazon.
All right, so, boy, duct tape. I was just going to say to you, I probably have five rolls of it in my garage somewhere.
Yeah,
I'll have to take them out. Yeah. So tell us about this outbreak, and it's so deadly. I mean, this continues to smash into West Africa, and there's a mad scramble over what's going on.
Oh, it's horrible in Africa. Ebola is a virus. It hasn't been known. It was first discovered in about the 1970s, mid-1970s. It's been some small outbreaks in villages across Africa, and then it'll just go away, probably because they do things to, you know, isolate the people and finally figure out that keep people away. And then the villages are kind of isolated. It initially comes, we think, from meat such as chimpanzees and things that they process and get direct contact with the blood, and then it spreads from person to person through direct contact with blood, and that's a key. This outbreak has been unprecedented because it spread to different regions of Africa, and that's very unusual. And it hasn't slowed down like the others and finally played out. It continues to spread. It's thought that probably one of the reasons is because people, well, one thing is people don't go to the hospitals like they do here. In fact, a lot of people are actually afraid of hospitals, I understand. In fact, a lot of people don't go to the hospitals because they're afraid the hospitals will give them things like Ebola or kill them. So they treat things at home and even serious problems. And those fluids from Ebola victims, because with time there's usually vomiting and diarrhea and blood, just tremendous amounts of blood in some of the people, they get exposed and they get it. The other thing is that probably at least speculated why it's spreading is people come to the funerals. They do a different type of funeral there. I think they're more hands-on as far as the family. They process, they get their body ready. And some of them are exposed. Ebola has an incubation period, which means that from the time you get it to the time you actually have symptoms can be anywhere from a couple of days to 3 weeks. So these people go back seemingly healthy, go back to their regions, and then they get sick. People there take care of them like everywhere else, and they're spreading it.
So with the spread and what you just described, the one thing that happened just over the weekend, the Liberian president closed most of the country's borders. I mean, that's, you got to do that, right? That some people think that's controversial, but how can you not have the borders closed with this happening?
Well, I think, I think it's a good plan. I'm not, don't know that much politically or that politically savvy. And I think it would be, hard to isolate, all parts of Africa that have it because people are going to do what they do. The problem, though, is that, like I said, there's a lot of fear over there, and understandably so, but with the fear comes a lot of misconceptions, about how you get it, how it spread, and what to do. So, the other thing that's so scary about Ebola is it's a virus. There's no treatment for it. There's no cure, and about 90% of the people die. My understanding, just from reading, is that the people that do survive, they're almost like outcasts because people are so afraid of them. And, in fact, for about a few weeks after you get better, if you were to, you're still contagious for a while. And my understanding also is some of those people who are over there trying to help, healthcare workers from there and from other places are being attacked because, again, people think they're spreading the disease.
Right. Wow. Very, very scary. I mentioned at the top, you might have heard that I had gone to Grenada and they were talking about chikungunya then and that it was going to spread because they were just starting to see the first cases, a lot of Americans and others going to the Caribbean and then flying. That's part of the problem, and I guess part of the wonderful thing about our world now is that you can go to all these great places, but it also can be bad as far as viruses are concerned. Isn't that right?
It's always bad as far as virus is concerned, and I don't think Ebola has any different than anything else. I've seen headlines, Ebola is one air flight away and that sort of thing, and it's going to go global. Anything can do that because of flight and because of the fact that most sicknesses, like viruses, take a while before you start getting sick. I think that on just about everything I've read, though, after those headlines, if you'll read actually what actually they're saying is, yeah, it may come, but as an individual, in fact, my opinion is it probably will. There will probably be some cases at least somewhere in developed countries, and it may spread a little bit, but it's a direct contact fluids thing. So if you're not in contact with the bodily fluids, then you're not going to get it. You're not exposed. You could sit next to the person on a plane, you know, for all the way from Africa, and if you're just sitting there and they're not, again, if you're not exposed to bodily fluids in any way, you're not going to get the disease. It's those people. Now, when they get to the United States, yeah, they're going to have a time when they are, you know, maybe not sick, but as soon as they get really, really sick, I mean, chances are very good they're going to go to the hospital. The hospitals now are, I would think, are on alert that people that are coming from that area could have it, and they'll be isolated. So my right now, I would say that the risk of it spreading like an outbreak from Africa to here is very slim. The case that we're going to get a few cases of it is probably pretty high.
This might seem like a dumb question, but it's worth asking. What can we, I mean, in this world that we live in, what can we do? Hey, we want to be adventurous and we want to travel. What can we do to protect ourselves? Is there anything, are there certain things you can do that will help you maybe?
Yeah, and they're pretty boring, but and I think they're pretty basic because all of these things have something in common. You have to get them, and most of the time you have to come in contact with them pretty closely. Number one is, you know, wash your hands, know where you're eating. Don't eat uncooked food or anything that's even poorly cooked. And if there is an outbreak somewhere and you're not being, if there's a few cases even, and if you're not being some way an aid or helpful there, stay away from it. Now, there are other respiratory problems, you know, that you can get respiratory-wise. I mean, there's this MERS that's also a scare that you can get, like kind of like the flu, and it's a killer in the Middle East. Those things, you know, if you're around the... You can't stay away from everything, but if you're around those, you should use a mask. I think that most of the time, if you're out in the public arena, you're just walking from here to there, shop to shop, you're extremely unlikely to have enough exposure to one of these diseases to get it. Depending on where you're flying, you need to know where you're going, what disease is prevalent there, what medications to take ahead of time or vaccines. And also, mosquitoes are a problem. Well, you better, if you don't want one of the diseases, you better figure out some ways to stay away from those mosquitoes as best you can.
Yeah, great advice, especially we know that with the mosquitoes, we're seeing what's happening here in the United States, but just not in the United States, in other places as well. All right, Dr. James Hubbard, always fun to have you on the show, and we'll remind everyone again, they can pick up one of your many books. They can get it on Amazon, correct, all of them?
Yeah, or the survivaldoctor.com. In fact, I have a new post on Ebola on there now. It's thesurvivaldoctor.com.
All right, check it out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before.
Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. Thanks to everybody who sent in thoughts on all kinds of things that are happening. And an invitation to all of you, it's like Wendy's, baby, but you're not gaining any weight. You're not worried about eating too late. You just get to vent. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. That's the way we roll. And a shout out to our pals in Arcadia, Florida. I was actually there the other day, and what a cool little town. Great diners and places to eat. They had a tea room there. I was at the tea room. And, of course, we've got friends at the Clock Restaurant, and they have some really neat antique stores. I mean, really wild stuff. I mean, anything you could possibly think of. And I think they're known for this. They have these big deals on the weekend, and some of you know what I mean. You go and you suddenly see something, you're like, whoa, is this Antiques Roadshow? Didn't my great-grandmother leave me that? I had, like, one of those moments, seriously. So WFLN, 1480, thanks. We move from that to, as I said, checking the mail. So without further ado, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Tommy, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you here in Arkansas for quite some time. I got to tell you, it's kind of a mixed bag about the picture at the border here. Some people tear your head off when you suggest we cannot keep taking people in, and especially these kids, and trying to process them when there isn't somebody on the other side. And then others will just agree 100% that send the National Guard. We agree with what's happening in Texas, many of us in Arkansas, because we see the rippling effects of it. I've seen up close and personal what some of those gangs are like, and you wouldn't believe the meth problems we have. And where is that meth coming in from? For some reason, people aren't talking about that as much. They're acting as though these are poor, sad, starving children, like the kind that we're seeing from Africa, frankly, in the late night commercials. And of course, nobody wants to do anything harmful to a child, but we cannot just absorb all of these children and then sort them out as to who are the bad apples, who come from violent homes or violent themselves and have nobody on the other side. It's a nightmare. I would not want to be a Border Patrol agent. What do you think? Oh, I wouldn't want to be a Border Patrol agent. Are you kidding me? I have mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. A couple of times I had the chance to spend some time with the Border Patrol, actually went out with them, got the permission, the whole thing, with the television cameras, and saw really what it was like, the real story. You know, it's just so different when you're on the ground. You can listen to and hear and twist anything that's out there, but when you actually see it, and there are depressing elements to it, and there's scary elements to it, but now it's even worse, because depending on the time of day and depending on what the crossing point is that we're talking about, you know, it's gotten that much more insane. I mean, just ask yourself this question. Do me a favor. So you're listening to me and you're in Michigan, you're listening to me and you're in Washington, New York, and Northeast, or you're out in Oregon or Washington. Imagine if you were living, your town was up close to the border, and you have kids and you have family, and boy, you love your community, everything's great. You go through the valleys, the ups and downs that everybody does in their life, but imagine that you've got people that are shooting. I mean, just, you know, drug smugglers are shooting and bringing their long guns in, shooting into the night. You hear that gunfire. You find a body 100 feet from your yard. You see what's happening to the Border Patrol because they're cruising up and down the alleyways and other areas not too far from your home. So you see the rocks being thrown, and then you see people running into the night. And I can't imagine that. I can't. And because I saw it for myself but was not living in those homes or in those areas where that was happening, I saw what it was like for the people to try to figure out how to cope with it. I mean, now it is just magnified because of the executive order allowing the kids in. So if a kid is allowed to come back in and they're not going to be deported because legally they can't be, then they need to be united with whoever it is in the country. And then you need to sort out the rest of the pack. But unfortunately, so many have been mixed in, and that's where the confusion really lies in all of this. Really does. All right, getting off on a tangent, want to get back to all of you. So Jen writes this and says, Kate, I think it's just awful. I have to say, some of the people that call up and attack Governor Jerry Brown and others who are just trying to be human beings by embracing the children that are coming to this country. Children that, like it or not, are now legally allowed to be here. I get it about the criminals. I get it that not everybody's a saint who's coming through, but the bottom line is the law is the law, and the law is if you are connected to someone in the United States, you were brought over as a child, you have every right to come back and not be deported. Well, absolutely, that's the law. But what about the fact that in Arizona you've got 4,000 of the jail inmates who are almost all here illegally, 37% of them returning after being turned over to the government? They keep coming over and over and over and over and over again. And why? You deport them. Then they come back. What are you going to do to them? What do you do? And what's worse is the human trafficking. That's another thing people aren't talking about. So you do have the innocent kids, the kids who, as was said there, have claimed to stay in the United States, but there's confusion. They come over and they're lost. And they didn't make it to that step with the Border Patrol agent. Something else happened. And they're called them the Lost Boys. And then all of a sudden, they're in the hands of human traffickers. And that might be the worst thing of all. Coming to the United States because of a new law, legally can do that, whether we like it or not. They come over. Somebody comes over from Honduras. They're 8 years old. They are an innocent. They're not involved in any of this other stuff. And then they get picked up by a human trafficker, someone who's part of that. Because to them, sad to say, as it was described to me, they're fresh meat. And they're naive and they don't get it. Don't get it. What a battle. All right, I'll take one. Well, I'm going to read you quickly two more. This one is from Brian, who emails us a lot in Illinois. And Brian says, Kate, I hate to just pile on this whole immigration thing, but it's been on my mind. A lot of my friends are talking about it. I have a weekly card game, and we can't believe some of the things that we've seen, even in our own hometown. But if we allow this to continue and we try to get into a moralistic fight about kids and sad and, oh, horrible situation, then we might as well just let anyone and everyone who wants to come in, just come in. You don't need a passport. You don't need a visa. You don't need anything. We're just a flat-out open country. That's what it feels like we're becoming. And ultimately, who pays? We pay. Can we afford it? No. Are the middle class loaded to toss up all this extra money? We're already paying an extra $1,000 on our health care. What is next? All right, touche. I mean, to the point, we cannot just have an open door. We can't. We didn't process, as we tried to legally do that as much as possible, the Italians, the Irish, so many Jewish people who came over, so many, you know, name a country, pick a country, who went through Ellis Island initially. Statue of Liberty, oh, we see Lady Liberty, we're here. There is something about the legal process. And then you've got the people who are coming in legally who are pushed to the back of the line. All right, and here's one more. This one from Paul, who says, enough said. We need to do what is moralistically right for the people in this country. We can't just allow people to stay here and grant them all asylums and amnesty. It's ridiculous. Who's going to pay for this? The president can't even get his $4 billion he wants to put a Band-Aid over the problem that's happening at this point with so many of the unaccompanied minors pouring in through the border, particularly in the Texas area. Enough is enough. Boy, that seems to be the theme, enough is enough. And then there's others who say it's just wrong to not deny anyone access. Not realistic. You can't have an open border. I mean, just can't. What, are we going to open up the North, open up the South? It'd be like a terrible movie, and we'll all be in the middle of it. All right, one more, and this one is from Dan, who says, bravo, finally, we've got a VA secretary. Kate, I agree with you. I was listening to you the other night. The guy is savvy or has at least a shot at this. One, because he comes in clean, too. He used to be in the military. And more importantly, he ran a big-time business. And for my money, that's what you need for the VA system. Somebody who can get out the what you called large broom, fire all the wrong people, and put the right ones in place. Touche. So you can send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
there and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Here on America Tonight. You know, once a week we do this thing called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. So it's a chance for you to tell us about some of the dumb things that have happened in your life. I think you feel better because we can all relate to silly things that happen that years later, maybe even moments later, make us crack up. But sometimes we're in the middle of it, certainly doesn't feel that way. So let's go to our weekly Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I'm dumb.
All right, you got to love that. This one comes to us from the Moose. And the Moose says, Kate, boy, where do I begin? I should have actually let my wife send this email. I get a big kick out of the segment, so I decided I was going to throw in here. You're always soliciting for us to let it flow, so this was the perfect spot for me to have that happen. I have to tell you, I think the dumbest thing that I ever did, and somebody else had a kind of relatable story, or maybe I heard this at one point, perhaps somewhere else, I don't know. But I dated my wife for 5 years before I could really make the total commitment. Shame on me. She's a great woman. We have two young children. We're happy, happy, happy. But, you know, it was one of those things. It was tough for me to say, okay, I got to make this commitment. So, yeah. I bought the ring. I thought I had the right one. I was nervous, the whole thing. And I don't know. I think I had heard this and seen this from some other people. So I decided that it would be cool to put the ring in the dessert. The only problem that I didn't anticipate was that the kitchen would lose the ring or take the ring or any of the above. Who knows? So I gave it to the waiter. It was supposed to be in the dessert. It wasn't. They couldn't find it. The poor waiter was in a panic. It took 2 weeks for the restaurant to find the ring. So I was just beside myself. I ended up in all my raw nerves telling her what had happened. It ruined the moment. We were both freaked out trying to lean on the restaurant to find the ring. It ruined the dinner, ruined the night, ruined everything but the marriage. The marriage turns out to be really great, so I guess that's the good part of the story. Wow, that's tough. I don't know that we've had people twice talk about engagements, but not about the dessert and the restaurant losing the ring. Oh, shame on that restaurant. That has to be, I mean, that's one for the books. The restaurant loses the ring, and, you know, then everybody's going to be on eggshells trying to find it. Are you kidding? Maybe there's a lesson in there. It might not be a good idea to do it that way. It all worked out because you got the right woman according to what you've sent us, so good for you. All right, here's one from Alan who says, I don't know that it's a dumb thing I did, but it's a very dumb thing that happened to me, and I thought it was worth mentioning here on your show, Kate. You know how you have the car washes that you drive into? For some reason, I've always been a little bit leery of them. I always feel like I don't get my tires on the thing right, and it just feels as though the undercarriage is being pulled apart. So I was in a rush. I needed the car cleaned. I went through one. I got into it, the wash was going on, and then they went to the part of the rinse, and the machine fell down and crushed the top part of my car. I'm lucky I wasn't crushed in it. So, of course, it was a major panic moment. I thought I'd have a heart attack when the thing smashed down on the roof. I could get the car out of it, but then the nightmare began in trying to get the company to pay for what had happened to my car. They did, but it took a lot of wrangling, and it was really a major hassle. Maybe it was a self-fulfilling kind of deal for me because I felt as though I didn't like going in those car washes as I described to you, and I ended up doing it, and look what happened the first time in a long time. I can tell you I will never go into one again, and I have never since that happened to me about 5 years ago. Ugh. Yeah, you know what? I have a thing about that. I don't feel like I get in the... It feels weird when I go in. Where the sign says stop or whatever. I've gone in them a few times, so I can relate to that. And I think once you kind of have that in your mind, maybe there is something about that self-fulfilling kind of deal. This one comes to us from Alex, who says, Kate, like so many people that send you emails for dumb things I shouldn't have done, I really have a very, very long list. But, I don't know, maybe my dumbest thing that I ever did is in going out with my girlfriend to play miniature golf. You know, it's one of those things that you can do as a couple. It was easy. It was fun. And we had dinner and a few drinks and decided to do the miniature golf thing. I decided I was going to be a hero, but turned out I was kind of a zero with this whole thing. You know, at the last hole where you have to try to hit it up a ramp or in a clown's mouth or in a windmill. In my case, it was get it up this ramp and into a windmill and you get a free game. And for some reason, I went tin cup on her and I missed the first one. got it back again, slammed it again. It ricocheted off again, went chasing it. I think I did it maybe 25 times. I backed up the line of people behind me who were furious. I can't answer the reason why I did that. I just know it was a very dumb thing. Wow. That's somebody who's competitive and just, you know, it's just a miniature golf deal. You have to let that go if you don't get it up the ramp. You got to let this kind of thing slide. Oh, that would be, man, that would be rough in front of the significant other, too, because they had to be, she had to be thinking she's a girlfriend, he said. You had to be thinking, wow, what is wrong with him? What is he thinking? No more miniature golf. This one from Charlie, who is listening to us on WFLN. How about that? In Arcadia, Florida. Kate, I have a couple of things for you, including probably this one would interest your listeners the most. Unfortunately for me, I was on a weekend getaway. I convinced my wife that it would be romantic to go camping. She doesn't really like camping. She's more of the four-star kind of girl, if you know what I mean. But I convinced her it would be fun. We could go and catch and, you know, eat what we catch and just have a great time together away from all kinds of technology. Okay, so far so good. And he goes on to say that what I forgot to do as we were very, very far out, was to bring the sleeping bags. So, yeah, I had some covers and I had some of the other things, but no sleeping bags. And when I say we were far out, we were far out. Far, far, far out. If you know what I'm saying, we were in the Smokies, so we went north a bit from home. And we couldn't get to any kind of a store or anything because it was probably too far away. We had the GPS thing, and it was too late. And it was miserable. Nothing like your wife bitching and moaning and trying to be a good sport about it, but really freezing and uncomfortable the whole night. I got her to last out the night, but needless to say, we ended up driving back home. So it all didn't work out. You know, it's interesting that you say that thing about the camping deal. I went camping one time, and I can't remember where it was. It was actually somewhere in New Jersey, and I wasn't an experienced camper. I was with a bunch of people, and we had torrential rains. I had a sleeping bag, but, oh, that was not fun. I know some of you listening camp, and you got to be prepared. You got to be prepared for all kinds of weather. You have to know how to set your tent up correctly. That took me forever to do that. I can completely relate. All right, you did something dumb and you want to share it with us? Hey, we all like to chuckle at each other. Send it to me at americatonight.net.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.